This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
In the middle of the tropical rainforest, at the banana farm at Earth University in Limon, Costa Rica, they are doing things differently. When the founders of Earth University, an institution dedicated to the sustainable development of the tropics, acquired the land to build their school in the late 1980s, a commercial banana farm owned by Del Monte already existed on the property. The founders of the university decided to keep the farm, but convert it into an outdoor laboratory where they practice the sustainable approach to agriculture that they preach, and turn the business into a sustainable partnership with Whole Foods. The process was a labor of love on the side of Earth University that took many years, but now is a Rainforest Alliance certified farm, which received a 100% score on their recent last audit, meaning they have excelled at maintaining the rigorous environmental standards and practices that Rainforest Alliance demands. Eric Aguilar, an alum of Earth University and the manager of the banana farm, told me about some of the alternative sustainable practices that their farm uses, such as impregnating their plastic banana bags with chili and onion, as opposed to harmful pesticides to ward off insects. The bags, which are often left for trash on other farms, are recycled into corner supporters used in the packing process. The stems of the banana leaves are turned into paper, sold in the Earth University gift shop. Rigorous washing procedures are applied to the bananas in order to prevent mealyworms, which are very hard to avoid without the aid of pesticides. The USDA will reject an entire container of bananas if they see any evidence of the worms, which could account for a loss of around $20,000. Eric told me about the difficult but important decision of the university to convert the farm into one that exhibits a model of sustainability and ethical practices.
Well, one of the big challenges that Earth faced at the very beginning when we were trying and, you know, establishing Earth University is that when we bought this farm, they already exist a banana farm. And one of this big challenge that our director has to decide was what to do with the banana farm, since in the past, the last decade, the banana industry had been, you know, questioned a lot because of bad condition for the worker, very negative impact in the environment. So we decided at the end, even though one with the half of the director said, let us close the banana farm and focus on academic operation, and the other say, no, let us see that as opportunity to also teach to the student that it's feasible to run a profitable business, doing right with the environment, with the people. So finally, we decided to move on, and has been a process that takes years to certify Global GAP, Rainforest, and finally Whole Trade. And we were just in the 90 people, some people just call us, you know, crazy that we were taking care about recycling, recollecting, collecting the plastic bag from the field, collecting the twines that is used to support one plant from another. You know, people only take care about, you know, production and how to sell, and we are starting taking care about all those details that were affecting very bad to the environment. And also, in another side, taking care about the people, about their condition. And we do really feel that the workers are the most valuable, you know, active, the most valuable resources in our organization and company.
Another feature that sets the banana farm at Earth University apart is that all the profits from the bananas go towards funding scholarships for students and supporting university operations. The majority of the students at Earth come from rural and low-income parts of the world, mainly from Central and South America and Africa. The scholarships offer an opportunity for students to have an entrepreneurial-focused education so that they can learn business skills that they will take back to their countries and apply in practice. A high-level supervisor on the farm named Marco Julio Hernandez has worked there since 1986, back when Del Monte operated it. He started as a field worker and has been increasing his level of management ever since. Marco spoke to me about the improvements he's witnessed in his time on the farm, specifically the way the workers' conditions have improved. He said, "This was a place that didn't have any protection for the people who worked here. A place that didn't have any protection for the environment, and it wasn't a very well cared for farm in general. Over all the years since I've been here, I've seen all of those other things implemented." He went on to say that now there's a great protection for all the workers, and not only that, but additional support so that people can earn a good living and give a good education to their kids, and much better protection for the environment. It's sort of everything that Earth does, And ultimately, what they're trying to do is produce a really pure product for themselves and for the customers. Marco got a nostalgic look in his eyes and said, "One of the best things is you always have to remember what it was like to do the job before." I'm Sarah Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.